Hello, I'm Dr. Charles David Tauber, CEO of the Coalition for Work with Psychotrauma and Peace, the CWWPP. You can see what we do and who we are at our website, www.cwwpp.org. We also welcome your comments on this podcast and your suggestions for future ones. This podcast will talk about migrants and their issues. Why do people migrate? It's not an easy thing to do at all. People migrate because of war, because they're being discriminated against, because there's being violence against them, because they want to escape from poverty, because they want a better life for themselves and their children. Most who migrate are forced to migrate. There are some who migrate voluntarily for school, for work, for other reasons. But most people feel that they are forced to go. Unfortunately, now there is a dehumanization of migration and a criminalization of migration. Many, many governments are doing that. Very, very unfortunately, and in our view, unethically. People are mistreated, obviously, in their places of origin. They're being mistreated underway. They're being forced underway to live under very bad conditions, frequently insanitary, frequently cold, frequently everything you can possibly think of. There is also what we would term administrative violence. That is, they have to go through what are seemingly impossible procedures in a language that is not their own. Migrants have trauma, again, at a number of levels and in a number of places. Obviously, they have had trauma in their place of origin. They have had traumas underway, as we've just mentioned. And they have trauma in their place of final destination, that is, adapting to the new culture and the new situation. And we'll talk about all of that probably in a future podcast. The point is, they are highly traumatized very frequently. Now, we think that, in fact, we're sure that ignoring these traumas is very dangerous, both for the migrants and for society. For the migrants, they not only get psychological distress, but they also get physical illnesses. In terms of the society, there are the possibilities for domestic violence, which is very high because people are frustrated and traumatized. And if these traumas and this frustration are not dealt with, this can result in civil violence, in other words, within the society. There are a lot of physical and psychological issues that migrants have, and it's very important to get these out and to find out what these are and to deal with them. Some of the psychological issues include anxiety, include depression, include addiction. They can even go into psychosis, what would be called a reactive psychosis. That is, an escape from the reality of the situation. When trauma does not have a place to get out, does not have a venting place, it can go into the body. And it can cause physical symptoms. And so we see all kinds of physical symptoms. Very common ones are circulatory system issues, such as high blood pressure, heart attacks, strokes, and so on. Gastrointestinal problems, such as ulcers. The immune system is affected by stress and trauma. And so people are more likely to get sick more often. Also, they can even get cancer. There are endocrinological problems, such as thyroid problems, diabetes, and so on. In short, anything can happen. It's very important to deal with both the psychological and the physical issues. When you work with migrants, and we see a lot of people who do, your main task is to listen. I don't know how many times I've been told that I was the first person who would actually listen to them, would actually empathize with them, would actually hear what they had to say, and listen to their stories. That's extremely important, and I cannot emphasize it enough. When you're working with migrants, you have to be very careful about your relationship. You must gain trust, and it's an old saying, but a true one, trust is very hard to get and very easy to lose. Tell people the truth. Do not make promises that you cannot keep. Keep your level of closeness, be friendly. With regard to your level of closeness, be friendly, but don't get over close, especially if you're going to stay in a place for a short period of time. Be very careful, because especially traumatized people will begin to be dependent on you. And breaking that relationship or letting it go too far can be very dangerous, both for the migrants and for you. And of course, you can get secondarily traumatized. That happens to virtually everybody, especially people working with migrants, because you do empathize with them. You do feel something for the people. It's very important also to refer migrants to the proper people who can help them. Many migrants will have legal problems. Be sure you get a lawyer who knows and who knows a lot about immigration law, because that can be a very, very difficult field. We've mentioned that migrants very frequently have physical problems. Be sure you get a good doctor who knows what he or she is talking about. Also, in some organizations, there are doctors who know how to give proper examination to migrants, particularly with regard to torture and particularly with regard to the medical issues that we've talked about. We also recommend that you get migrants into some sort of either self-help group or some sort of psychological assistance where someone can work with them on a long-term basis. That's very important, very important. These are not problems that are going to be solved today or tomorrow. They take a while. We're talking about the problems of migrants. But migrants have a very good effect on the community. In general, migrants are trying very, very hard, and so they're very good workers. They add cultural diversity, and they add new ideas. So it's very beneficial for a community to have migrants there. Remember, it's very important to treat migrants humanely and properly, and not to dehumanize them, which happens all too often. And it also happens, as we've said, that they are criminalized very often. That's not the right thing to do. Not ethically, not morally, not anywhere. Accepting migrants, working with them, brings benefits to the community. And, of course, it also avoids violence in the community. Thank you for listening and watching this podcast. I'll see you next time.